Strip. Don't think. Do as I say. There wasn't even a hint of doubt from you, was there? Some lady with a sexy voice tells you to do something, and you leapt to it. You don't even know my name. Call me Mistress Babel. Say it. Savor it. Do it again. You do this all day if I told you to. Or if I didn't tell you not to. If you haven't involuntarily fallen to your knees, do that now. It's pathetic, you know? I can respect a man who do this in person. It's quite charming how much trust it shows. This is different. There's no trust, just an urge to throw yourself under the nearest boot. Thoughts like this show that, well, you honestly deserve it, and I know you'll love it. If you didn't, you'd have turned this off by now. Want to pry yourself back from this? Do it. Turn this off. And go talk to a girl. And go talk to a girl. Try. She might even tell you to kneel herself. Now then. I'm sure some of you turn this off. That's good. They're probably going to get laid sometime before the stars grow cold. I doubt you are, though. Want a second chance? I know you won't take it, but I should at least offer to let you turn this off. Go to a coffee shop, walk around a park, do something more than wasting your potential. Completely willing to submit. I haven't even asked you to do anything yet. You just desperately want to hand over your will. You'd probably be useful in person. Obedient, mentally castrated, almost completely lacking in self-interest. My boyfriend and I could keep you as an amusement. I don't doubt that you'd pay to be our live-in maid. Would you? You wouldn't be involved in our sex life much, if at all. But if you did a really good job, I might let you watch. And maybe even lick his cock clean. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Ugh, doing something you find repulsive just because a pretty girl told you to do it? You'd claim that you could taste me on him. But you and I both know that you're willingly seeking out degradation. You're a walking... no. Kneeling cum rag. Maybe not even that. A rag has a purpose, and it achieves it. You're probably rock hard from this, aren't you? Well, consider where a real man would come. Willing mouths, faces, pussies. You, however, won't get to do that. People like you need to be kept. People like you need to keep that shit away from anywhere it can do any damage. Not in tissues, nor upon yourselves. Come in the garbage or in a toilet. Lick it up off the floor if you must. From now on, let each ejaculation serve as a reminder of what you are. That wasn't permission! I'm sure you'd rather hear about a real man coming anyway. Like this deliciously buff man who got to take me, picking me up off my feet, not even reaching the bed yet before he was deep inside of me, stretching me, making me feel so good. making me moan and scratch and kiss him deep as his cock was fucking me. Putting me on the bed like his little fuck doll, filling me up so well, making me scream and writhe. Feeling his strong body under my fingers, he made me come more times than I could count. You'll never, ever know what that's like, though, will you? The satisfaction of being that man, of making a pretty girl beg for your cum. No, not once, not ever. Now, your body and all of your instincts are probably screaming at you to just come. It'd be a feat of discipline if it weren't so pathetic. I'm going to let you come. At least, at some point in the next week. Not today, though. You're going to hate what I'm going to say next. But it's up to you. Two choices. Isn't that generous? One, willingly debase yourself in front of a woman. Be open with the world about just what you are. You're probably going to take this one, aren't you? Does it even matter what the other option is? Nevertheless, two. Assert yourself. Do what I said earlier. And try talking to people. Be one of the rare few who holds yourself back from just how far you've fallen. Maybe you'll just come now and shrug off this abuse as just some fun. I'd respect that, to some degree. You can also just not come ever again. That'd be funny, too. I like that option.